Good to see everybody out. Always wonderful, encouraging to be able to be here, come out, study as we have the opportunity to do so, to come out and to worship as we are commanded to do, to uplift one another, to just simply encourage one another to continue to fight that good fight, to remain faithful unto the Lord. About two Wednesdays ago, Scott had done a lesson on Wednesday night on time. He even brought up here an hourglass to give an example to show us that we don't know how much time we have. My slides got turned around. I wanted that for the next slide. As much as time as we got, and looking at that, I want to bounce off his lesson for this morning's lesson. And to the point of looking at time also, and looking at seeing what it is we really need to be doing. We talk about how time was short when he gave the lesson in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 13. If you'll turn along with me there, in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 13. It reads here, it says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Here it says, you don't know the time in which Jesus is coming. And we can look there in 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 10. And it tells us that he comes like a thief in the night. When we talk about a thief in the night, a thief does not come and knock on the door. He does not send you a text or give you a phone call and tells you, hey, I'm going to be here at midnight, so make sure you're ready. Make sure you lock your doors, prepare, have 911 on speed dial, and get ready. And they come when you're unexpected. They do not warn you. They do not give you the opportunity. And here, we talk about time, and sometimes we just let it slide by. When we think about the jobs that need to be taken care of, the task at hand, things that we need to be doing, sometimes we just let them slide by and we say, we'll get around to it. Well, I'll get to it later. I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll get around to it. I just didn't get around to it today. I didn't get around to it when you know, if you ask the kids, if they finally finish whatever chores you've told them to do, to pick up their room, I didn't get around to it. Maybe the wife is asking the husband if you've fixed or done whatever task she's given you. I didn't get around to it. There are many of those things that we talk about today. But we need to understand that life is like a vapor. In James chapter 4 and verse 14. In James chapter 4 and verse 14, if you want to turn there with me. Here it reads and says, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Life is short. Even into the point of talking that you may get to live a long life upon this earth. You could live to your 80s, 90s, 100, and you could live a good time. But even then, as we look at this verse here, life is still short. Especially in manner of thinking that when life is over physically upon this earth, life continues spiritually after that. And yet, we ask ourselves in a spiritual manner, did you get around to visiting? Did you get around to calling somebody? Did you get around to it and making sure that you helped and signing up for Bible class, teaching a class, or get around to it and signing up to help with communion and lock up? Or did you get around to it to check on the sick, to invite that one person that you've been saying, hey, I'm going to get them to come to church. I'm going to invite them over to have a Bible study. Too often we get around and saying, well, I just simply didn't get around to it. So I have in my hand a round two. These rare round two-its that people just simply don't have and can't accomplish their task unless they have it. At this time, I'm going to ask Miles and Nate, I made up some round two-its so that everybody can have a round two. That way, when the task comes and you need to get around to it to be able to accomplish it, you'll be able to look and say, I got a round two-it so I can go do it. So I can go accomplish what I need to do. Don't lose it because they're rare. You think about how often people say that. We don't have any other excuse. Simply, hey, did you do this? No, I didn't get around to it. Why not? Just didn't. Decided to sit down a little bit longer. Decided to read this instead. Decided to watch a little bit of TV. Simply just, we just didn't do it. But we need to get around to it. There are so many things that we should be doing daily, that we should be caught up in making sure that we're taking care of. We need to be praying daily. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, there it tells us, pray without ceasing. That we should be praying continuously. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. So I ask you the question, did you pray yesterday? Did you pray every day throughout the week? Did you pray a couple times throughout the day? Or do we get caught up and say, man, I didn't get around to it. I woke up late. I had to hurry up and get showered. I had to get ready. I had to eat breakfast. I had to get off to work. I had to go to school. I didn't get around to it. After I got busy, I didn't think about it. We're to be praying at all times. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Ephesians 6 and verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And once again, we should always be praying. And that's after all this armor of God that you should be putting on. That you should already have the helmet on. You should be covered with the breastplate. You should have a sword and you should carry your shield. And after that, it doesn't say just stand there and stand around and not expect anything. We put all this on so that we can be prepared. And to help us be prepared, we should be praying to God. Asking Him to give us the strength we need through Christ. Asking Him to guide us and give us the wisdom we need to live our lives. Therefore, we should make sure we get around to it. We should make sure we get to pray every day, continuously praying to our God. Did you study this week? Did you open up your Bible and read throughout the week? Study daily? We should be studying continuously as we live our lives. In Acts 17 and verse 11, Acts 17 and verse 11, it says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. When you look at the lives that we live in this world, and you look at what is being taught, and you hear what is being taught in Bible class, and you hear what's being said on television, what's being said on the radio, and as you listen to your parents teach you, and things come out, and you ask, well, should these things be okay? Should these things not be okay? Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Well, how do you find out? You open up your Bible and search it. You open up your Bible and see what God has to say. When they taught them, and they came and proclaimed the Lord as Christ, the Savior, the Son of God, and that He fulfilled these prophecies. They didn't say, okay, if you say so. No, they opened up their Bibles and searched it. They said, well, you know, he has a good point, but I should look that up. And then the day goes by. Well, did you look that up? No, I'll get around to it tomorrow. You got around to it. Open up your Bibles and search it. Make sure the truth is being taught. Look and see what the scriptures have to say. We should always be trying to prove ourselves to the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 15. It says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Be diligent to present yourselves. King James says, study to show thyself. Diligently making sure that we know right from wrong, rightly dividing the word of God. And when something is said and you're like, that don't sound right. And you can open up the Bible and say, no, see right here. It's not, I don't know. I can't tell. That's why we open up our Bibles daily. That's why we should be studying all the time, growing in the grace and knowledge of the truth. Once again, sometimes we just say, well, I didn't get around to it. Did you study today? Did you read a chapter today? Did you just at least study a topic? Or we talk to God and we listen to God. So many get caught up. And once again, we didn't get around to it. Why? I felt like watching some TV. Once again, I didn't get caught up in doing that. I enjoy watching TV. I got caught up in reading a different book instead of the Bible. I can do that too. Got caught up in sports. Once again, I just signed my kids up for baseball. Three of them. Maybe going three different practices, three different games. I know I'm going to get busy. But do we make time for God? Do we make time for our Lord? We have to get around to it. Have we been hospitable? Have we shown our love for our brethren, love for strangers, and inviting one another to spend time with one another? Whether it's having them over to your house or going over to their house or just asking to go and meet up with one another. Whether it's visiting the fatherless and the widows, or whether it's going out and just simply evangelizing, have we done the work that God has set task for us? We say, we're going to do that. We're going to invite them over to our house sometime. Once again, this is easy to get caught up in. I can sit there and say, how many times I get caught up and say, we're going to invite so-and-so over. We're going to invite them over too. And then we just, another month goes by. Another week goes by. Another year goes by. I just didn't get around to it. We didn't get around to it. But look what the Word of God tells us to do. In 1 Timothy 5 and verse 10, as it speaks about the widows, truly widows, widows indeed. What's it tell us? It says, well reported for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has lodged strangers, been hospitable, if she has washed the saints' feet and has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. What it says, they have brought in strangers. She's been hospitable. So don't let the church be burdened unless it's widows indeed. This is how we know, by their good conduct, by their good works, we know them to be good workers of God. We know who they are. Again, we're studying qualifications of elders. We went over this in Titus chapter 1 and verse 8. They must be hospitable. Have we shown our love for one another? Doing good to all, especially those of the household of saints? Or we set the plans and then we just don't get around to it? I was going to, and I thought about it. Sometimes we tell ourselves that right there. The thought's what counts. We didn't get the job done. We need to act. We need to do what the Lord tells us to do and obey what He has commanded us to do. And there's so much. There's so many things that we can turn to throughout the Scriptures and point out what we should be doing and asking, why haven't we done it? Why not sign up and help out? Why not pick up that phone and give a call? Send an email. Send a text. There's so many ways that we can reach out to one another. Have we? Have we visited? Are we doing the work of God? To Him who knows to do good and does not do it, to Him it is sin. We need to obey. Take care of my sin when I get around to it. I'll get baptized when I get around to it. I just haven't got around to it. I got a few more questions about salvation, about why I need to do it, about if I need to do this before I do that, but I just haven't asked yet. Why not? Just haven't got around to it. I just haven't been willing to ask. We need to take care of these situations. We need to act upon them. If there's questions you have, ask them. In Acts 2 and chapter Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. We see what we need to do. We see what it tells us to do. It says here, after they were cut to the heart, after Peter had been preaching to them, after the Holy Spirit had come upon them, it says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You've heard, you've read, you've been told by your parents, you've been told by others, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died so that your sins can be forgiven. And the way you do that is by coming and being baptized and washing away your sins. If you got more questions and you haven't asked, ask them. Whoever you want to ask, whoever you trust and feel comfortable with studying for, whether that's your parents, whether that's your siblings, whether that's just some other member of the congregation, don't delay. Ask the questions you need to ask so that you can know and take care of your sin. Because the wages of sin is death. And if you don't take care of it, as we listen to what Scott had taught us on Wednesday night, we don't know the day or hour in which our life shall come to an end. It might be that you reach to be 100. But it also might be that you only reach 20. Or not even that. So you need to ask the questions and ask them now. Don't push it off and say, I didn't get around to it. You got one. I think everybody got one, right? We had some leftover. So everybody got one. Now do what you are needed to do. You've sinned and fallen back into the world. You've fallen from the grace of God. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Acts chapter 8 verse 22. Here as Simon the sorcerer had fallen away, he says, repent. He said, repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray God perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven. Turn away from these things. Learn the truth. Change the way of your mind. Be transformed by the will of God. And pray. Once again, it doesn't say wait. Think about it. Well, pray. If you're struggling on whether or not it's right or wrong, then pray about it. Study about it. Ask God for the wisdom as we're told to do in James chapter 1. Then open up that Bible and study. Search for the truth. We need to take care of our sins, and we need to do it today. You have it around to it, so we need to go for it. I put an extra little hole in the top so that maybe you can put it, hang it up on the wall through a little tiny nail, or you put it on your keychain. Now, I didn't come up with this idea on my own. I've seen other preachers use it. You might have seen them at little stores or something every now and then. These little round two-it coins. But I kept it. It's in the car. I haven't moved it over to the truck yet. But in the past that I've done these lessons, I've kept mine hanging from the rearview mirror, hoping that it'll help me when I see it and I'm sitting there pushing off something that I need to do. I'll look at it and say, I need to just do it. Instead of just pushing it off, I need to just do it. Put it somewhere where it will remind you when you're just like, oh, man. We'll get to it later. Let it help you do what needs to be done. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 4. If you turn along with me there. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and in verse 4 says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. If you just sit around and watch the day go by and you just sit around saying, well, I can't do it today, the scriptures, then we're not going to. And if we don't go forth after obeying it and sow the seed, spread the word, then others aren't going to come to the Lord either. We have to do our part. We have to act. In Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. Turn along with me there. Ephesians 5, and starting there in verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Redeem the time He's given you. Act in what He's blessed you with. In John chapter 9, our Lord speaks here. He speaks of doing the work while He has time to do the work. Speaking of doing the things that need to be done. John chapter 9 and verse 4, He says, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. There's sometimes we have to just do it, because if you don't do it now, you won't have the opportunity later. It'll be taken away. We are supposed to be ready for when the Lord comes, as we're told in Luke chapter 12 and in verse 40. Luke 12 and verse 40 says, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at the hour you do not expect. He's coming. God has set a day, time, and hour in which this world will be destroyed. Since you don't know when that is, you need to be ready. Always watching and always ready. Always praying and always studying to make sure that we are prepared to see the Lord. Because there is a time for salvation, as 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 tells us there, that time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day you need to make sure your life is right with God. To examine your life according to what the Lord has blessed us with. Make sure that you're prepared. Because if you go back to 2 Peter chapter 3, as we spoke about in verse 10, where it tells us that the time is coming that He comes as a thief in the night. Once again, it goes right along with Luke here. We don't know when. Go back to verse 9, it talks about His long-suffering, how He desires all to come to repentance. And then you read a few verses past that, it tells us that you consider His long-suffering salvation. Why? Because His patience and long-suffering allows you today the opportunity to act, to ask for forgiveness, to repent of your sins, to ask for forgiveness, to be baptized into Christ. So I ask you, just as it was asked to Paul in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Acts 22 and verse 16. It says, and now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. You have sin in your life, whether it's because you have fallen back into the world. And I ask you, why haven't you asked for forgiveness? Why haven't you gone to God in prayer and asked Him to strengthen you, to help you to overcome these sins, to repent of these sins? But if you haven't been baptized, then I ask you, why not? Why not come forward this morning and be baptized? You say, I'll get around to it when I have time, when I'm a little older, when I take care of these things. Now is the time to do it. If you have questions, if you have thoughts that you want to be answered before you do it, then ask them. Don't wait. Take care of these things. So we encourage all to come forward, to obey the gospel, to make sure your sins are washed away as we stand and sing.
On